Welcome to the weekly broadcast of Let's Talk About It, produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 and FM 107.5 Radio. Let's Talk About It is directed by Mario Espinosa, with the technical assistance of Carol Buckley. Opening and closing narration is provided by Gene Brister. This program brings weekly community mental health issues to your radio. Let's Talk About It is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Andrea Kulin, Director. And now, let's join our co-hosts, Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, for today's program.
Welcome. You're listening to Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness, sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. We're doing this every week, bringing you the best of wellness radio. I'm Scott, I'm your host, and Maria Wyatt is sometimes your hostess, and she's not here today, so let me kind of jump in with some stuff. First of all, this, we're going to have a show today, and the listeners have a job to do. If you're a longtime listener, you already know this. I kind of nag you about it. If you're new, listen up. Here's how it goes. We've got Maria Martinez on today, and she's a supervisor over at the Wellness Center, and she's going to talk about her program, and it's an amazing program. I was her next-door neighbor for several years, and I really miss the depth and the learning and the courage and the strength of that program because it helped me personally. It just made every day at work a little bit better being next to the program and being able to interact with her people over there. So she's got some really great stuff going on over there. You're going to, as a listener, you're going to hear this and you're going to think, you know what? Someone else needs to hear this. My cousin Paul, who's really struggling with some mental health stuff, or somebody else, or somebody else, or somebody else, somebody needs to hear this. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to kxoradio.com and click on Let's Talk About It and find this episode, The Wellness Center, and download it. You know, just click on the link, and then you can put that link anywhere. You can share it on Facebook. You can send it in a text message. You can, you know, Snapchat it to somebody. And so your job as the listener is to figure out who in our community needs to hear the show, you know. You may need to hear a show, and that's good, but more importantly, somebody else may need to as well, and that's your job as the listener of the show, is to share it with our community. Now, we know from the stats that we get about 1,500 downloads from the webcast, the podcast, when it goes up online. So we know that it gets shared a lot, and we know where it gets shared because you can tell where it's downloaded to, and almost all of it is local. So you all are doing a fantastic job of sharing in the community, and that remains your responsibility on the show, because without that, then the people who really need to hear this, and believe me, she's going to say stuff today that people need to hear, will get in touch with it and get to hear it and be able to then take the steps necessary for wellness and recovery, which brings us to the show. Thank you. Our guest today is Maria Martinez. She is the supervisor over at the Wellness Center for Imperial County Behavioral Health. Welcome aboard, finally, after all these years. Maria, how are you?
Hi, Scott. Thank you. Thank you. I'm doing fine, and thank you for your invite. Thank you for your invite.
Sure thing. Now, let's start out with, like, how much history do you have on the Wellness Center? It's done some names. It's done some places. How far back do you want to go?
Well, I'll go as far as I need to in order for us to get our message out there in regards to what the Wellness Center is actually about. I've been here at the Wellness Center since 2013. I took over this program in regards to restructuring it in regards to what it is now. It's not only a drop-in center. But now what we have here within the center is actually have contracted agencies that are coming in and providing additional services to our clientele that come through the behavioral health referral linkage service. But our program has evolved, is expanding, getting better, it's getting bigger because we have more participants coming in for such services from the whole valley itself. I know that you must know that we have a center in Brawley, as we have a center here in El Centro. So it serves the different demographics within the county, so we could have the same services throughout the county to serve our mental health clients.
Nice. I'm going to throw out some words from the Wellness Center goals. You tell me what they mean and how they apply, all right?
Okay.
Let's start with self-empowerment.
Self-empowerment for our clientele would be in regards to showing our participants that they are able to do this and more. Each of them have established their own goals in regards to being able to stand on their own two feet in order for them to be able to accomplish whatever's on the agenda.
And people don't realize that recovery is real and it happens, right? This is a really restorative program.
Recovery is the main base in regards to what our center stands for, because it's part of what, let's say, our norm life would be. Recovery, moving forward, being able to sustain our goals and moving forward to a better life, stability.
Yeah, absolutely. How about decreasing stigma? What's that like?
Decreasing stigma, to tell you the truth, it has been hard. But now that we are out there and showing especially our consumer that it's okay, that stigma is misunderstood in regards to under the mental health system, but it's a like a regular diagnosis, Scott, I would say, because it is treatable. And there is services available for our clientele to obtain in order for recovery to come in. Stigma has impacted us, especially, let's say, our Hispanic population, because of what the meaning is when it comes to mental health. But then again, it's just providing that ongoing education that it's a treatable illness.
Right, because stigma kind of almost means discrimination. It's really people looking down on a certain condition or a certain person who has a certain problem. And, you know, I think one of the things that our anti-stigma messaging does is, you know, we kind of keep pointing out that it's, you know, 1 in 4 to 1 in 5 of all of us at some time in our life have a mental health concern, right? And
yeah,
because of those numbers, it's like, how common does something have to be before we assume that it's kind of normal? I mean, mm-hmm. You and I, we're doing this by Zoom. We're both wearing glasses. You know, nobody is cracking back on us because we're you know, I'm middle-aged. I've got a really good excuse. You're still pretty young. But nobody's cracking back on us because we're wearing glasses.
Exactly.
It's a normal part of being human, especially in a world with computer screens all over the place. And that same sense should be with mental health. You know, there are circumstances and there are people that are going to run into mental health problems in the course of their lives. Almost all of us at some point will. And because of that, we need to know that it really is a normal part of the human existence. And as you suggested, it's perfectly recoverable. It's easy to recover from this.
Yes. And the thing is that I commend everybody within our community, especially behavioral health, because we're out there spreading the word in regards to what mental health is now. And I know that it's breaking barriers in regards to how it was in the past and how it is now, and what is expected in the future. I know it's going to be much, much better because education is there. Information is moved forward, it's given, and we have all these county fairs, everything that we're doing to talk about it. So I know it's going to be much, much better for all of us in the future.
You know, our consumers aren't quite as together as they were due to COVID, obviously.
Yes.
But how is it for a consumer to come in to the wellness center feeling really alone with the struggles of their mental health problem and come into a room where you've got people not only who have mental health problems, but who have mental health problems and have earned college degrees and have mental health problems and now have jobs in the community or are living independently or, you know, have bought cars and apartments and stuff? What is that like in terms of stigma, you know, when that person comes in so alone and finds out that they're part of a larger group of people and they're all supportive?
Yeah. So we do serve various consumers, different ethnicities and different age, different demographics and so forth. But then again, when somebody comes in to the center as a new, let's say a new client, we have our greeters, which is our own peer that were there once. So we try to pair them up as much as we can in order for them to say, you know what, you're home, everything's going to be okay. We're going to be safe. Nobody's going to judge you. So just coming in and getting started, as always, the first step is always the hardest. But then again, when we try it the second and the third time, it gets better and better and better. So just involving them in our peer sessions and involving them with other consumers of set service, it gets better. The growth within in time, yes, they start standing on their own two feet, as we say, because they're able to achieve their goals. I've always said we are the soil and the client is the seed. So we plant that seed in our soil, which is the center, and then we just help it grow, help it bloom by providing that support, by providing that nutrition, which is the water to bloom, by providing that growth. Because I've always said, once the seed starts blooming and growing, what do we get? A better outcome, a positive outcome, where we see our clients grow and do what they are to do within their goals. As you said, they continue education. We have so many success stories that we have clients finishing IBC, our community college, sustaining associates, numerous associates, sustaining certificates of accomplishment in regards to the nursing program, in regards to paramedics, in regards to other programs that they also have at IBC. We've also had some success stories that continue their education and are actually participating and attending San Diego State. So we have a lot of success stories, not even in, when it comes to just education and then also obtaining jobs, because we have a lot of clients become peers, get stable jobs within the county or any other agency, because the thing is that they want to make a change. They want to make it better. They want to be able to live, let's say, what we call a normal life. That's why I said with proper treatment and medication and the support that the center has been providing, it comes to be. It's a big factor when it comes to recovery. And I applaud all our consumers because they're all successes, Scott, in regards to how they start and actually seeing the outcome of it.
A lot of it is what do you want to do as the consumer, as the person coming in, to get the self-sufficiency, to get the goals, to make yourself into who you want to be. And for some of those people, it's education.
Exactly.
Others, it's jobs. Others, it's independence. It's self-sufficiency looks different with each person.
Yeah, and as I tell our consumers here that participate, that they're the actual ones that are actually doing the work. We're just the support system. We're just the cheerleaders in the back in regards to helping them move forward. Because there's always a positive side of things in regards to how it was back then and how it is now. Because the consumer's always working on the self to make it better for the self.
Nice.
So I applaud all our consumers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, one of the things that we all know is true, especially certainly with more severe forms of mental health disorder, are people end up trapped in and coping with substance use. You know, it seems like it's a good deal. It's not in the long run. It doesn't really help things. At the Wellness Center, you must have some people who are also working with managing their substance use patterns. What's that like, and how do you support it?
And I know it's hard at the beginning, especially to have a participant coming in and actually not being able to say, you know what, I need additional help. But once they're here, they feel that everything's going to be okay, and they are able to open themselves in regards to sharing what the reality is outside the program. So within time, within, let's say, the first 2 months, give and take, consumers confide in us so much that they are reaching out for additional services. So in case they do, we have the support system here to continue to link in regards to that substance abuse program, which are additional groups. But then again, I know it's hard because some of our consumers only know how to cope with their mental illness, let's say, by self-medicating.
Right.
But then again, when they see the other side, as I say, the light at the end of the tunnel, they tend to realize, you know what, this is not what I want for me. The help is here, it's available, and I'm able to have it. So once consumers open that door of saying, it's okay, I'm okay, that's when we take advantage and say, you know what, you are able to benefit from A, B, and C, which is whatever services that we do identify that our consumers are needing. But then again, it's treatable. With the proper support, the proper guidance, and the groups that we are having within the center and other programs, it is achievable, Scott.
Nice. Now, let's talk a little bit about the health triangle, the physical, mental, social. We know from our experience, from science, from everything else, that all these things are connected. You can't really get mental health without committing to physical health and social well-being, right?
Well, that's important.
What does the Wellness Center do for physical health? Is that something that you guys focus on?
Yes, well, we focus on a little bit of everything, especially identifying the needs of the consumer coming in for services. We are actually promoting, as you said, the health benefit of it, which would be the physical in regards to our exercise programs. We have contracts with different entities throughout the community. One of them is Fitness Oasis, which is an exercise regimen that is established for our consumers there on site and also within the center. Within the center, we have different sessions in regards to, we do Zumba, we do the BMI, which is would be monitoring their muscle.
Body mass index.
Yes, all of that. We do Zumba, as I said, exercise. We have dance, Latin dance. We have meditation. We have weight resistance. We have cardio workouts. An array of services under our fitness programs in order for our consumers to start being fit. The physical part of it also is an important component of what mental health and stability is.
Now, I was, you know, the first few months of the pandemic, I was sitting around putting on the COVID-19. That is the 19 pounds you gain when you just sit around and you don't do very much.
I hear you.
How did you guys handle that at the Wellness Center? I mean, you've got a fitness program and all of a sudden everybody's kind of remote. How did we take advantage of that or how did we manage it?
So with all this change, it did affect each and every one of us, inside program and outside program, because we had to do the virtual learning part of it. So what we started to do, a consensus of services in regards to what we are able to provide via Zoom, let's say, and using other apps in order for us, for our services to continue. So we have those Zoom connections with Fitness Oasis and the trainers directly in order for them to be able to participate in any kind of service that the Wellness Center is actually still providing. I know that these services are throughout the day, Monday through Friday, from the morning, early in the morning to late in the evening. So the client, the consumer, actually sets the schedule in regards to attending those sessions when it comes to Fitness Oasis, also Project Star, which is another socialization class, when it comes to our GED education component of it, and also under certain groups here at the Wellness Center. So it's just evolving and moving forward to sustain the service or to continue services for our clientele, because it's hard right now for anybody within our community or throughout the world, you know, to stay home and do the COVID-19 pounds game. So we had to make it better, break down those barriers in order for our services to continue.
Right. So you guys got Zumba like a couple times a week now? Is that on like Zoom Zumba?
Yes.
Sounds good.
We have the Zoom Zumba, Zoom Latin dance, and everything that you want.
Oh, nice.
So any contracted agency that we have here under the center, Scott, are doing the virtual learning component of it.
So you've transitioned everything to Zoom that you can so far, right?
Yes. Everything has been transitioned. And because of certain things that we have to do, our guidelines too, to protect, right,
sure,
our participants, everything is done a little bit differently in regards to confidentiality. So we set up a system to protect that, to continue to serve and protect our consumers within the center. But we do have set schedules Monday through Friday, as I said, for every agency that is under the Wellness Center providing that set service. So we created calendars, we created different sessions throughout the day. And we're moving forward to continue to provide this set service.
Nice. Now, I know you typically have case managers and community service workers who work with your wellness center participants. Are they able to get together with them or get together with them virtually and encourage, like, hey, are you taking walks? Because walks aren't so bad. And, you know, other types of recovery-based activities that they can do by themselves at home now.
Yes. So now that we are able to go virtually, we also establish our staff members to be able to connect with our consumers face-to-face via Zoom. So we do encourage our consumers to continue to keep moving forward. This was just a minor setback in regards to the COVID, but then again, we have to be moving forward and participating to sustain our stability. So we have staff members that are assigned to work on cases, and we have staff members contacting our consumers just to see how they're doing, checking up on them, following up on whatever matter was needed or pending, and also encouraging them to continue to participate in these co-op services. But then again, some are not able to, but then again, we push the importance, okay, you need to take care of yourself. So what are you doing? So we do certain measurements within our tools to track what exercise are being done or what the person is doing for themselves in order to sustain, as I said, stability. So the connection is more there now because, as I said, we're moving forward, Scott, and we want to continue to provide that support because it's taking us this long in regards to connecting with our consumers because they can't come into the center at this point.
Right.
But then we're doing that face-to-face. And I think it's helping more in regards to our participants knowing that we haven't left them alone. That
right.
We've been here to support, that we've been thinking about them, and we're still working on their goals in order for them to move forward.
Yeah, well, and it's no small thing because those of us with, you know, smartphones and Wi-Fi and computers and all these other tools, we're able to kind of step into virtuality. You know, it's awkward. I still don't mute myself at the right time, but or I mute myself when I'm not supposed to, which is worse. That's not everybody's experience. And we know, like, from the schools, we know, and I'm certain from the wellness center, you know, when you say, okay, we're going to have a big Zoom meeting and somebody says, well, I don't have any signal here or I don't have the equipment to get it, you know, that hurdle was probably a challenge as well.
It was. We had to identify what the needs were because, as I said, some of us do have certain technology but are not savvy regarding that. So we also established a system, like a little guide in regards to helping our consumers how to download a certain app, how to work WhatsApp, how to work the Skype, how to work the Zoom. But then again, if we're not able to do that, we have to find other measures in order to continue to serve our population. So it was a work in, which is still in progress,
right,
just to trying to find everybody's needs because everybody's at a different level. And then again, we have to make ourselves available in order for us to continue to provide the service, either by Zoom, by the different apps, even by phone. So we're taking every measure very important in order for us to sustain our service.
Nice. I appreciate that you're doing that. And I appreciate the challenge because socialization was such a huge part of this thing. Let's take a short break, though, and we'll come back. I'm with Maria Martinez. She is the program supervisor of the Wellness Center. A longtime friend and connection of mine, and we'll be back and talk a little bit more about what wellness does. Let's Talk About It, sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health. Be right back.
Let's Talk About It, bringing community mental health issues to your radio. Listen each Sunday morning to KXO AM 1230 at 7 a.m., and now on Sunday evening at 7 p.m., or log on to kxoradio.com for a 5-minute podcast highlight of the show, or the show in its entirety. This program is produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 and FM 107.5. Let's Talk About It is presented as a public service of Imperial County Behavioral Health Services.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness, sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Join us this week and every week for your wellness radio stuff for Imperial County. We bring it to you direct and live and topical. We've done a whole bunch of COVID shows, which you can check out at the web at podcast site at kxlradio.com. Or if you've ever got any questions or comments, or heck, we take requests for shows. What the heck? Wellness Radio at co.imperial.ca.us. So if you want to hear more of Maria Martinez, we could make this a weekly event. Maria could come on every week and shine her light and shine her love into the radio room. And we could do that. Just hit us up with an email, wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. And we'll instantly deal with it. I've turned off my notifications because if you do it right now, it'll make something ding in my room here. I'm trying to keep everything as quiet as I can. Welcome back, Maria. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thank you once again for having me here with you.
Yeah. Do you feel like with the Wellness Center, do you feel like you're kind of coming out of the transitional tunnel? I know it must have been quite a shock just to have to send everybody home and have all this uncertainty and all the risks and everything else going on.
Yeah, it was quite a change for everybody here. So we had to transition in regards to what our purpose is here, to serve our consumers within the community. But then again, we worked through it together as a team, supporting each other and moving forward.
Nice. I'm glad that and it feels like you've turned the corner, huh?
Yes, exactly.
You know, I've been working on the emergency COVID response for the county. And so my natural curiosity is, were you able to embed a sense of carefulness and a sense of civic duty with your Wellness Center people? Because I know, you know, something like, hey, we're in the middle of a pandemic, you know, different people interpret things different ways. And you've got this whole community of people that you want them to be safe and healthy because a lot of them have secondary health problems as well as everything else. So you don't want them to catch COVID. How successful do you think you were in those efforts?
I think we were all very successful, not to brag about it, but then in regards to we have a good support system within behavioral health. And I guess they knew that our specialty was in regards to helping our community. So yeah. Myself and my staff members were given the opportunity to assist other agencies within the COVID pandemic. So some of my staff got to cover, as I said, other agencies at myself. I covered the Emergency Homeless Task Force in regards to helping our homeless population for placement with COVID and without COVID. So that was totally different for us in regards to what we were doing. But then again, we were out there within the community, of course, with the PPE, proper equipment, to sustain ourselves to be safe, but helping our community members, which is our homeless population, in regards to additional services. So that was an eye-opener in regards to what the reality is within our community. But then again, I am very privileged to work with that population.
I think they were lucky to have you on the phones as well, because I think your experience with mental health really helps in terms of when the phone rings, you're able to hear that, you're able to make that person feel better, maybe ease some distress, and also problem solve, because you're such a good problem solver in those kind of circumstances. I think that's just a good natural fit.
Yeah. Thank you, Scott. I guess it comes naturally because I am a people person and I want to be able to help and provide as much as I can. And being able to be given this opportunity to share that with our community members by covering the phones. Yes, we had a lot of callers. We were impacted greatly in regards to some days being overwhelming because we had a lot of people that needed the help. So we transitioned in regards to within our best of our ability in regards to linking them to additional services. Some, yes, were within behavioral health services, but most of them weren't.
Yeah.
So what we try to do is acknowledge in regards to they're not alone and there is services available that are there to help them. Because some did feel alone, some feel betrayed. There was a different issues that were going on as we talked about substance abuse in regards to family support, in regards to mental health services in general. So we took the time in regards to linking them to our test services within behavioral health and bringing them in for services. Within the homeless task force, we were even willing to go out there protecting ourselves to do that additional linkage when it comes to the paperwork, screening them in, and then moving them forward to the services via phone. But then again, just being the mediator, being the person that's interacting and supporting the population because they need a lot of support and they need a lot of guidance. And most of all, they need to know that the services are here available because most of them didn't, Scott. Most of them did it.
Was that an eye-opener for you? I bet it was, because you always, it's easy for us in our offices and our programs to kind of just assume that if the person has the problem, they end up with us.
Exactly. It was an eye-opener for me. I kind of suspected something like this, that that was taking place. But then again, when we got so involved with that specific population, it was an eye-opener for me, because some were also new to our community, Scott. It's sad to say, but other communities or other outside cities were sending some people down here in regards to just being homeless. And it's sad to say, because services are all over our nation. And in regards to just us being there, this county being there to solely provide that support, did impact the person's well-being. So that's why I said I'm very privileged, and I was very honored to work with the homeless population in regards to their displacement, because they're like us. We're no different. They're no different. We're all human beings that just need that extra support in order for them to say, you know what, it's going to be okay.
Absolutely. This month on Let's Talk About It, we're featuring a broadcast of a show that we recorded in 2016 from a gentleman named Mark Johnson, who started an organization, Playing for Change. He saw homeless people performing out on the streets, and he started getting them together and doing professionally recorded records, and then using the money of the sales that all this stuff generated to go back and support the homeless community, which brings me to my next topic, the superstars. We know music is so vital to mental health. It is, you know, it is really undervalued. Yeah. And you guys have brought it into your community and done some really wonderful things with it. We've got some shows on that as well. Tell us about how the superstars are doing now that they're there are a bunch of little squares on a TV set.
The superstars are doing well. Yes, everybody has their own agenda now, because they need to attend to certain things at home, because they all have a family too. But then again, we're doing everything virtually. They're still participating with our music instructor, and they're doing their singing, they're practicing whatever they need to practice. And I know that they're going to have a surprise for us when we are coming back for services, because I know that they've been working on an additional project, which would be a surprise to everybody. But it's a pleasure to say that
they're not even letting you in the Zoom.
No. And it's a big project, and they're moving forward, Scott. They're moving forward. They're participating. They're doing what they need to do. They're on task. They're doing their job.
I used to have a Chihuahua that every time I practiced my saxophone, the Chihuahua would start howling. I imagine that could be an issue. Maybe it was just my saxophone playing.
Oh, okay. No, we have wonderful musicians. They're so talented when it comes vocally, when it comes to any music instrument, Scott, that, oh my goodness, I was dumbfounded, because I couldn't believe how much talent we have.
How many years has that been going on, the superstars?
Well, give and take, I'm thinking it's been maybe 3 years, 3 to 4 years. Yes, and it's getting bigger and it's getting better. And I do want to commend and thank our administrators, because we are able to expand it more. We're bringing more instruments. We're bringing more items to the group that I just want to shout out and say thank you guys so much for supporting our music program, because it's growing, it's getting better, and I know that we're going to impact the community once we're really out there again.
I had the pleasure of doing, like you talk about big community events together, I had the pleasure of doing several consecutive World Mental Health Days with the collaboration of Imperial Valley College, and the highlight of that day for everybody in attendance at this day-long mental health conference were the lunchtime concert by the superstars. You all would roll out there, you'd set up the stage at IVC in the amphitheater outside, and play your greatest hits. And every year it was really the, you know, people would just rave about that show. And I think, you know, back to our administrators, I think it was a real leap of faith to say that we're going to take this wellness center program of people struggling with moderate to severe mental health disorders. This is not kid stuff. And we're going to bring in a music instructor, and we're going to bring in the equipment and the instruments necessary to do music and see what happens. And I think you got a great instructor.
Yes.
I think that helps. But the talent in this group and their diligence in practicing.
Exactly.
As a failed musician, I can say that they put in the work. And that's really what makes them such a remarkable ensemble of performance. Just amazing stuff comes out of the superstars.
And it does, Scott, because it all comes naturally. And it's just a hidden talent that was hidden. But then again, with the minor support and proper people and equipment, as we say, it came out and it comes naturally. And they're so talented that I still can't believe it. But then again, it's natural. It's natural to our consumers. And I know up to this point, I always say we because I'm part of us and who we are.
Yeah.
They have already recorded 4 CDs. So we have those CDs, and we're very proud of it, and they're very proud of it because population, never saw that they were able to do that.
Right.
But again, I say, you know what? It's your own work. It's in regards to what you are doing for yourself to make it better, to make yourself grow and be able to bloom. I'm always coming down to the seed and the soil and the water. So they are blooming. Definitely blooming, Scott.
Well, and I think one of the things just for our listeners out there is if you know somebody who's really struggling with a mental health thing and they're an adult, because this is an adult program, right? It's over 18.
Yes.
This is certainly an option, and you could be trapped in your house all day feeling the stigma, feeling the isolation, feeling the suffering of your disorder. Or you could come engage in your recovery in all of these awesome ways at a place called the Wellness Center. And even though it's virtual right now, it's still a step way above sitting at home feeling alone with your mental health disorder.
Yeah. And I just want to say, Scott, that we are moving forward as we are going to start transitioning for our new participants to come in. Because I know that throughout behavioral health, the clinics, the treatment teams want to continue to refer consumers. So we are moving forward in regards to doing new referrals now so we could engage the clientele population in order for them to continue or start services. So we're doing that. Once we come in, Scott, just to let you know, they are assigned to a specific case manager to work on their case, work on their goals individually, and plan what they have planned for them. Besides the support system under the treatment team, but then again in regards to what the individual has it for them too. And they're able to participate in services under the Wellness Center, which hopefully I'll have time to speak about it, Scott, so I could go ahead and elaborate what additional services we have under the center.
Absolutely. Are you guys planning on having safe distance? I mean, we're not quite reopened yet, and by the time the show broadcasts, we might be in Tier 2, which means we probably could open some stuff with the right distance and the right barriers and the right numbers of people in the room. Are you already thinking about that?
I know that it's in progress. I know that we are working on a plan in regards to having those face-to-face services. But then again, we have to look at every angle in regards to safety concern, especially for our clientele and our staff, in order for us to provide services. I know what we're doing now for a fact is doing everything, as I said, via phone or via Zoom or whatever the client is available to obtain in order for us to move forward gradually so we don't lose the participant.
That was probably a concern right away, huh? That once we cut this daily visitation, you know, the group coming together, the social connectedness, that some people might get lost. I imagine you all worked really hard to prevent that from happening.
It was hard in the beginning because we knew our participants, this was their home. This is
right.
How to express it. This was their home. This is their normal way of doing things during the day. So we knew that it was going to definitely impact our population. But then again, just being there, provide that support, let's say via phone, we continue to help the client move forward.
Nice. Well, let's take a short break. This is Let's Talk About It, and we are talking about the Wellness Center with Maria Martinez, who is the supervisor of the Wellness Center. We're sponsored by Behavioral Health, Imperial County Behavioral Health, and we'll be right back after a short break. Talk a little bit more about those programs Maria is dying to tell us about. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let's Talk About It. If you have questions about services Imperial County Behavioral Health may offer that deal with today's show topic, please feel free to call 760-482-4000. Next week's show topic will be mental health impact of COVID-19 in college students. Let's Talk About It is presented weekly on KXO AM 1230, FM 107.5, and KXOradio.com as a public service of Imperial County Behavioral Health Services.
Let's Talk About It, sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Join us this weekend every week for your weekly wellness radio. Welcome back to the final segment of our Wellness Center program with Maria Martinez. Remember, as you're listening to this today, when you hear something that you think someone else in your community, family, friend, whatever, should probably hear, you go to kxoradio.com, you find this Wellness Center show on your program list when you click on Let's Talk About It, and you cut and paste the list and get it to them. Text it to them, you chat it to them, you Twitter it to them, you Facebook it to them. I don't care how you get it to them. But that way the person who needs to hear the show today really gets to hear the show, and then they can grab a piece of wellness and recovery, because these guys have like a big pie of it at the Wellness Center, and they cut you a giant piece when you walk in the door, and they say, here's your helping of wellness and recovery, and you're welcome to enjoy it at your leisure, and you even get your choice of flavors sometimes. It's a wonderful program, and people do wonderful there. It's amazing. Watching the progress and watching how people develop over time and some of the marvelous things. Which brings us, Maria, to the idea of peer specialists. Tell me about, it's something that isn't quite launched, but it's launching. Tell us about peer specialists.
Well, we're taking baby steps, but I know it's moving forward positively. And we are actually moving forward in regards to, as you said, peer specialists. These peers have been within the Wellness Center services, and then again, them moving forward, being able to give back. Because once we get to a point as a consumer becoming a peer, they want to be able to give back and show these new participants, show our community that this is workable. As we said, it is a treatable illness. And with proper treatment and guidance and services that Behavioral Health has been provided, it's showing the positive fruit, the positive impact, because our consumers are becoming peers. And they are employed under the Wellness Center and providing that set support service.
That's really beautiful. They've got the experience of their recovery that lets them, sometimes it's easier to listen to a person who's gone down the path that you're going down.
Exactly.
Right? And so they've got a degree of personal expertise, lived experience that others of us don't have, and that can be really, really helpful in terms of connecting to people and supporting people.
And that has helped us tremendously, Scott, in regards to connecting our participants with specific peers that we have here under the Wellness Center. And most of them, I know for a fact, said, you know what, if you are able to do it, I'm able to do it. So they're using peers as role models, because everything is workable, everything's achievable, as long as you want it.
Brilliant. Okay, so I've been doing the picking of the programs. Why don't you pick a program? You got so many programs. Where do you want to go?
Well, I have many programs, as I mentioned at the beginning. I just want to throw it out there that we also have a contract with Clínica de Salud del Pueblo. We have a contract for them because we were finding that some consumers weren't able to get certain physicals in order for them to be able to participate in our Fitness Oasis program. So once the participant is under Wellness Center services, we link them to Clínica de Salud del Pueblo in order for them to get a physical. The cost will be under the center. So that barrier is eliminated in regards to our consumers moving forward and being able to participate in our exercise program. We also have a contract with Project STAR. Project STAR serves...
That sounds like an acronym, STAR. Is that stand for something?
You know what? You caught me right now. I knew that you were going to ask me, and I didn't prepare for that.
It was such a good acronym that we never had to go back to the original. What did it mean?
Exactly. It's because we're all stars here, Scott.
Yeah, right.
I had to pick that name in order for us to say, you know what, that's the light that we are all looking for, and that's the light at the end of the tunnel, which is...
All right. Who's the agency behind Project STAR?
Imperial Valley Regional Occupational Program.
Yeah.
So we have that program that provides services under Project ALTO, which is GED, Alternative Learning Transition Service. We have those entities working with us in order to provide that support service, in order for them to be able to socialize, in order for them to be able to learn more about basic skills, life skills. We also do English as a second language classes, pre-employment, self-esteem classes also. So these agencies under that Project STAR comes in and provides that service. We also have the GED program. We actually have the teacher embedded within the wellness center. So she is here to help prepare our consumers for the testing phase of obtaining their GED.
One of the things I think that the regular person on the street may not realize is how disruptive sometimes mental health concerns can be, and they can actually stop you from something as simple as graduating from high, something that we take for granted, right?
Exactly.
And so some of your people are coming in, even as, 30-year-olds and older, who haven't been able to, through the course of their thing, get a high school diploma. And that becomes really valuable in terms not only of future employment, but in terms of who you are as a person.
Yes, and we have had success stories of participants coming in and actually obtaining their GED. As we say, we have the teacher here. She prepares them. She tutors them. She gives them practice tests because everything is going computerized now. So
right.
She prepares them to take the actual test through computer. But that has been a success also.
Absolutely. You know what? And it's really cool. Shout out to all of your staff. But for example, the GED teacher. This is a person who comes in and works with a very specialized group of people with all the big heart, with all the big caring, with all the commitment that really makes that GED program successful.
Yeah, and I know that she plans accordingly to each participant because everybody has their own way of learning.
Yes.
So she has to specialize a plan individually for everybody in order for them to be able to achieve this goal, to obtain their GED. And it's a day-to-day progress that it works. But then again, just pairing up the teacher with the student says a lot because now the student, which is our participant, is willing to do this. But as we said, as long as you are able to commit to it and be able to move forward with it, it is achievable.
Right. That's fantastic. What about IVC, Imperial Valley College?
So we're moving forward, and I know we have moved forward in regards to registering participants under IVC Continuum of Education. We also have a student success specialist embedded within the Wellness Center. So she is stationed here Monday through Friday in order to assist our students moving forward through IVC. It's in regards to helping them, guide them, and actually provide that support here. And also at the main campus, which is at Imperial Valley College.
One of the things that always, I go out to IVC, I have a real close relationship with them because they do some really good anti-stigma work and mental health work, and we work really well together. So one of the things that really warms my heart is I will go out to campus and I will run into random people from the Wellness Center who I know as, being my neighbors at the Wellness Center and get to talk about in the sense of accomplishment and the sense of self-worth and the sense of pride that they get from being a part of the college population and going and taking these classes and working towards degrees and technical programs that end up with really nice paying jobs. It is so fun to see them just hanging out in because we've always seen each other in the mental health environment, and that is its own little part of stigma. So when we come out and we see each other in the community, and we're taking roles and we're being successful and we're doing all sorts of stuff.
And I could say, Scott, we have had so many successes in regards to our students, as I said in the beginning, finishing schooling. And as you said, they take that pride, you know, in order, you know what, I was able to do it and I'm doing it and I'm moving forward. So we are very, very happy for them because they were able to take that next step and move forward. Because as we said, obtaining GED and finishing their IVC Community College Associates, let's say, it's a big part of who consumers want to be, because they want to move forward. They want to be able to move forward and be able to get a good job within our community, especially. And especially when it comes to be giving back to the SET community, Scott.
Right.
I know that I have really noticed in regards to our participants looking for some kind of job in regards to giving back. And that says a lot.
It does say a lot. And just to be perfectly clear for our audience, because you know this and I know this, we are talking about people with major mental health disorders. We're talking about psychotic disorders. We're talking about really bad bipolar. We're talking about major depression. Mm-hmm. And these people are able to come and restore their lives.
Restore their life. Yeah.
And so if you know somebody who's suffering these things, you need to know that this is a place that people go to get their lives back. It's amazing.
And it all comes with that, just that additional support, you know, Scott, and just letting participants know, you know what, I believe in you, and you are able to do this. And that's all it takes, just a simple kind gesture or a reminder, because some of us haven't heard that positive feedback in such a long time, you know. It's just in regards to letting them know you are able to do this. You got this. And they are able to move forward, Scott, that, oh, my God, I wish I could share all those wonderful success stories that we had within the center, but it's going to take more than one show, Scott.
I said we could bring you back. No, it has been amazing. And I feel really privileged to have been your next-door neighbor for those years and have been able to kind of see the individual progress, make really, really nice friendships, just, you know, really caring people who cared about me. And just share that time with that group of individuals. Just amazing.
Yeah.
So what else do you have going on over there? I bet you guys have groups. I bet you have like therapeutic recovery kind of mental health groups, huh?
Yes. And I also wanted to say before I forget, we also have a contract with the Department of Rehab.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. That's another agency that serves our population in regards to assisting them. Finding the job that they're looking for, that they're seeking. They go in, they're being assessed, individual plans, they're working on their case, they're assigned also a counselor to help them move through this transition. And we have had many success stories in regards to those positive job placements. And it's a little bit of everything. It could be at a department store, it could be within the county agency, it could be at a doctor's office, it could be at hospitals. But then again, consumers are getting the opportunity because they want to make a difference. They want to be able to move forward and sustain and maintain that job, which they are. They are, Scott.
Yeah, absolutely. The Wellness Center provides the support, but they provide the work and the commitment and the day-to-day grind it out that gets them into those positions.
Yes, and within the center, I know that we have different group settings, group sessions that we have. I know that we're doing them virtually right now, which is the illness management and recovery session. It's just in regards to getting started what recovery is, how to go about it, how to tackle and deal with certain things that are going on within our lives. And that's different sessions throughout the month, because we have to follow the criteria of that set program. So I know that's being successful, even though that we're doing it through Zoom. But then again, we want to get started eventually within time promoting other sessions that are here within the Wellness Center when it comes to B2 money management, when it comes in regards to how to cope with certain things, coping skills, how it comes in regards to having that positive affirmation within ourselves, right? Having different topics and different sessions within our program, in regards to helping our participants move forward. So it's a little bit of everything. Every day, when we had program, every day was a different topic. And the thing is that we were having so much involvement with our participants that they wanted to do more. They wanted to go out and have other different sessions that involve the community also.
Nice.
So it's so many sessions that we have Monday through Friday. Every hour is a different topic, as we have certain things in the morning, certain things in the afternoon. And we're practically here every day wanting to help out and provide that additional support.
Now, Maria, I'm over here in a new training facility because we're no longer neighbors.
Oh, okay.
And it's a beautiful brand new building. And I've got nothing but blank walls around me. Have you been able to resume your art classes? Because that was always my secret plan. It was always, you know what? I'm going to hit them up for artwork so that I can decorate this building.
Actually, Scott, we have so many masterpieces that have been created in both centers that with the assistance of IVROP, we were able to move forward and mount them and actually place them within our walls. So I know that our participants would be honored if they would get an invite in regards to creating something for you within your walls. And yes, the art class, arts and crafts are still being provided via Zoom. And what we're doing now with the assistance of our counterparty is delivering materials to their homes because everything's done virtually.
Right.
So items are being delivered, and the art class and other classes have continued to move forward. But then again, they come together, meaning our participants come together, and they develop these beautiful creation sets that it's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing, and every centerpiece or every piece that we have has a story to it.
No, I got some of the stories, but I always would walk through there. It's almost like walking through an art museum. It really is. It's just really good, poignant, emotionally grounded artwork all over the place. That's why, and I think it's really appropriate that the Behavioral Health Training Center reflects the behavioral health consumers' beautiful expression. That's really where I'm going with that.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Scott. And I know that we would be honored in regards to being able to have the pieceworks, the art out there for our community members to view. Because we've had many questions in regards to people being not doubting, but then again, in realizing, did this come from the actual center? Is this part of what the center is doing? Is this what consumers talent is?
Beautiful reflection for all the community, because we have lots of, you know, presuming we do real trainings again, and I'm sure we will at some point, lots of community members will be coming through here and able to see the beautiful stuff that you do, which that's been part of what I do, is promoting the stuff that you do, because I really do believe very strongly in that. If someone wants to get into the Wellness Center, if they feel like the Wellness Center can benefit them or a loved one, how do they go about that?
I know that for a fact they have to be under behavioral health services. As you said at the beginning, we serve the population from 18 and older. So once you are established within your clinic, your treatment team, the participant is able to say, you know what, can I benefit or can I participate under the Wellness Center? It only takes a referral from the treatment team in order for us to accept that referral and have this consumer come in for services.
Excellent. That's all it takes.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say, Scott, that I wanted to thank you because I know that you always believe in the Wellness Center and what the purpose is. And I know that you have always provided that additional support in regards to who we are and where we're going. So I applaud you too, Scott, because you've been a firm believer in regards to everything that's taking place here at the session. It's actually therapeutical, right? Helps us overall. It helps us with any mental illness that we're suffering from. And I know that you're such an advocate and such a positive person that I just want to reach out and say thank you, Scott, for being there for us too.
Hey, me and you, we do this together. Enthusiasm, people.
Yes.
All right, Maria Martinez, the program supervisor at the Wellness Center. Thank you for coming aboard today. Always a pleasure. I miss you. Yeah, this is the first time I've seen you without a mask, I think, in a while.
I know.
Listeners, spread the show around. Share it. Go to kxoradio.com, click on the podcast, and share it because it's shareable and it helps the community get better. This is Let's Talk About It. We are sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Join us this week and every week for your weekly wellness radio. Thank you so much for listening today.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It. Heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 and each Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. This weekly broadcast is produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO Radio under the direction of Mario Espinosa with the technical assistance of Carol Buckley. Opening and closing narration is provided by Gene Brister. Co-hosts for tonight's program were Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Let's Talk About It brings weekly community mental health issues to your radio. This program is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Andrea Kulin, Director.